Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio on this last day of 2013. That just amazes me. And yay, today I have Molly on with me. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year tomorrow.
Isn't it just crazy? I don't know. I woke up this morning. I'm like, really? It's already the last day of 2013? I mean, I knew it was coming, but.
Right. And it comes faster. The end of the month seemed to be very fast every month this year, but the end of the year feels like we just lived a full year in like a week. That's how I felt with it.
I agree, Molly. Wow, great way to put it. Because, yeah, this week has been tumultuous in my world, and it just feels like the whole year in 1 week. Wow, I'm gonna have to think about that now. So, for those of you, well, I'm sure all of you already know Molly, but I sometimes forget in case you don't. So, Molly has a website called Conscious Cool Chic, and she's my favoritest intuitive astrologer. That's because she's my only intuitive astrologer, because once you have the best, you really don't need anybody else. And what else should I say about you this morning, Molly?
Well, I've written, in this past year, I've released 5 books, and they've all been doing really well, and you can find out more about the books on ConsciousCoolChic.com, but that has been a big part of my 2013, and I know that many people listening want to be published, want to do more writing and creative projects, so that's something I look forward to talking about in our show today, Shannon, is giving people some insights, inspiration around how to do that.
Yes, awesome. Because let me tell you, people, Molly wrote her books, and she calls herself an indie author because she didn't do it the traditional, you go get a publisher and you go on book tour and all that sort of stuff. But she did it the Molly way, and where is it sitting on the Amazon list? Number one.
It's been doing great. It's been climbing, and every day it will change a little bit, but consistently the book, The Art of Trapeze, has been performing really well. And what makes me happy is that I really don't have any expectations. I've had some people ask me that, well, what were your expectations? And my answer is I just roll with the flow, and I know that people will find the book and read it and connect with it when it's best for them. Yes, I do some marketing and publicity and stuff, but I think it's at an exciting place right now where it's just a gift, and it's the first book in a series, which makes it very different as well, because when you finish the first book, it's the second book that adds a whole new understanding and dimension, and the point of the second book, which is called The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, is for you to think about your own life in a new way and to look at your own experiences and to see them from a more inspiring point of view. So it's been really exciting to share that with people and to get some amazing feedback.
Nice. And I'm reading your second book. I haven't got very far in it, but I remember when I read your first book, I was thinking, wow, I can relate to this. I've had similar in totally different circumstances, but similar things. So I was delighted that you wrote your second book as a continuation so we can keep exploring. Yay!
Yes, and that one, the second book, has a lot more of the spiritual insights and tools and ways to think about energies. So the first book is the story, and then the second book helps to get a little bit deeper into it. So it's been incredibly fun for me to share all that. So yeah, I've had some big things happening this year, and it's been really exciting to do it as an indie author. I have been traditionally published, and that is great for understanding how publishing works and the timelines and everything that is involved. However, I found that being able to do it myself really fit my energy best. And I think that is we're at a very exciting place right now where we can follow that and do what is best for us and be successful.
I love that. I love that you're sharing that, because there is a lot of people that wish to write books, but they're, you know, really concerned about the whole world of publishing and will it get published, and the rejection letters and the who do I contact, where do I even start, how do I do all of that. And all of that really takes away from the purpose of doing the book, right, when you have to worry about all of that. But
yeah,
you're showing people that just write the damn book. And
yeah,
then
and
worry about the rest.
Yeah, and see what works for you, because there's so many ways to approach it, and you do have to do what fits for you. And traditional publishing works well for some people. They really want that structure and the support or the hand-holding and the guidance and all that. So, that's definitely something to see what is best for you at that time. But you have to, regardless of anything, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. No one else is going to believe in you more than you believe in yourself. That's no one else's job.
Perfect.
No one else's responsibility. That's on you. So whatever you do and whatever you offer, you have to believe in you the most.
Because we can completely sabotage ourselves by saying, oh, I can't, you know, because I don't have a publisher. I don't have an agent. I can't do it. And those are just excuses we're using for ourselves, so we don't do it. And I'm talking
about
me. You know, personal experience is talking here. I can't tell you how many readings I've had, and they say, you know, where's the book? Yeah.
When it's time, it will happen. That's the other thing. When it's time, it will happen. And I was under a lot of pressure for a while. I would say it was pressure from people who were critical, but they were also echoing my own internal critic. And I did put shit off, and I did delay, and I wasn't ready. But then when I got rid of all them and got back to me and the heart of what I was doing, I fueled up and I was motivated and excited and ready to go. So, you know, you always come back to you as the source, and it happens in your own time.
It does, because the whole process is a journey in itself, right? And then that becomes part of the energy of your book.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very well said. That's very true.
I mean, that's, you know, one of the points of writing a book is a journey of your own, you know, self-discovery and exploration and working things out and figuring things out. So that, your book has to be, is that the most amazing thing that's happened to you this year?
Yes, because, so my top three would definitely be the writing and following that energy, because I just trusted it. I will be honest with you. January 2013, I thought, okay, I can do it this year, but I did not have a set timeline, meaning I was going to just trust how it came about and knew that this 2013 was going to be the year. And then just a month ago, I released three more books, and that was, again, because of my own energy flow and where I was at, and I just had this self-imposed deadline that I wanted to get things out the door before the end of the year. So I ended up releasing more books than I had planned, but it felt really, really good, and it came together fast, and I just followed that energy. Yeah, so I didn't have a set goal with it, but I just knew it was going to happen. And as we've talked about, Shannon, this year had so many ups and downs and depths and turns and a lot going on, and it's like, even if I had a schedule, I wouldn't have stuck to it. because there were so many things that were out of my control, right? There were so many,
yes.
There were weeks where I did nothing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And that's okay. I think that's one of the things of this year.
A lot of the business books or, stuff that I'm working on, they say, take a calendar, give yourself deadlines and dates that you're going to get this done. And that does not work for me either. I have to go with the energy and the flow because some days I can knock stuff out, like I can get things done in 2 hours that had I set a deadline and struggled with it, the week before, it would have taken me 2 days. So really paying attention to your energy because I believe that that's one of the big things for 2013 was all these ups and downs and roller coasters and experiences that seemed so contrasting, like big highs, some big lows, was for us to feel our own energy and to see where we fit in and to get in the habit of trusting our energy. On those days we don't feel that we can do something, kind of trust that and see where it takes you.
Yes, and I have found that the weeks when I did nothing or I didn't do what I had anticipated and expected myself to do, I would go through a phase of a little bit of guilt and feeling hard on myself.
Right.
And then when I let that pass and I just started fresh, say the next Monday, I got things done faster, they came together better, they were more fluid. So sometimes it's like you have to get out of your own way and just trust what is happening, and that's okay. But I think that was one of the main themes of this year that I felt was I just had to keep trusting when I couldn't see the plan.
Yeah, that's not always easy. But, yes, I completely agree with you because lots of crazy things happen, and you just had to trust that there was a purpose and a reason for it, even if we don't find out right away or even months later. Eventually, we will figure it out.
And things are happening behind the scenes, and they come together for you, for us, when it's time. So that's just part of, I think, living right now is this whole element of the best parts of our journey aren't right in front of us, but they're coming up or they're coming in when it's time.
Nice. Great way to put it. Because, lots of stuff goes on behind the scenes that we don't even, know about until later on. Okay, so that's your most amazing thing. If I had to pick one, I'm not sure. You know what? I sent Molly these questions that I wanted to discuss, and then I looked at them, and I'm like, I got nothing. I don't know what to say.
Oh, that is funny.
Like, huh. So I know, and I put this pressure on myself. Okay, if I had to say the most amazing thing that happened in 2013, I'm just not sure. So if I pick top three, even then it's kind of crazy. For me, 2013 was a lot of seed sowing. I was getting myself ready for a lot of things that were changing. I did do a speaking gig that I never would have thought that I would have done a year ago. So December 31st of 2012, if someone would have told me that I was going to do a speaking gig, I would have laughed and said, yeah, whatever, not going to happen. Yet I did. That was one of the things I challenged myself with, I guess, for 2013, that I wanted to try that and see how it went, and I totally loved it, and I'm going to find myself some more. 2013 for me was a lot of shifting and changing and figuring out where I was going to take my business. Oh, I have one. Okay, so one of the most amazing things that happened was, so when I started this business and my business license with my county says Goddess Power, that was my business name, and then I worked on being the psychic cowgirl so I could, be out in public as psychic cowgirl because that's, my energy. That's, my lifestyle. All of a sudden, in 2013, about February, Psychic Cowgirl kicked it up a notch. The whole energy of that business went bigger, and I sort of dropped Goddess Power. It's still my retail store name, but it kind of wanted to take a back seat, and Psychic Cowgirl wanted to be the star, I guess, to put it that way. And the whole business took on this crazy energy, and I just had to follow where it was taking me. It was kind of crazy but fascinating.
That is a great story, because there is this ongoing evolution of business and goals and self-definition of within a business. It's like I relate, and I'm feeling that as you are talking, that that's going to continue for us. The old way of doing things, of always having the answers or following the traditional path or knowing the firm and true of anything, is not going to happen. We have to be able to flex and bend and move, but with a solid core. And it feels like it was really solidifying the core of what you offer and what you do. And yet at the same time, you know that it's going to continue to evolve with these big energies that are going to continue into 2014.
Oh, isn't that true? I feel that exactly. Business-wise, 2014 is going to be amazing. Amazing. I was shocked about Psychic Cowgirl when it was like starting to happen and I could feel the energy of it. I didn't anticipate that, because goddess power just seemed safer. And then, wow, I wouldn't have got the opportunities that I did if I wouldn't have fully embraced Psychic Cowgirl, because that's my core, exactly like you said. And don't get me wrong, some days I want to change it all to Intuitive Cowgirl. Some days I just want to be Shannon Lackman Enterprises and ditch the psychic, just because of some of the stereotypes and the pressures I feel. But I just have to navigate those and get through them. Because once I do, I have more confidence in it. It's worth it. But don't get me wrong, some days I ditch the whole thing. Then I'm like,
Right. Well, and some days I just want to start completely over with something, where I'll get a new inspiration that's completely out of left field and I want to explore it. But I realize, too, that that would just be a waste of my own energy. So I have to come back to the core of what I offer, who I am, what my gifts are, and stick with that and act from that place. And I think that is just something that's been unfolding a lot this year, is looking at the core of who we are and what our energy really is, and honoring it. Huge.
And
you know, honoring it with huge, diamonds, top shelf, luxury, love. Honoring it with the best of everything.
Because no matter, if you try to fight it, like if I ditched everything and decided to be Intuitive Cowgirl, it wouldn't be me. Look, it doesn't even have the same energy when I say it as Psychic Cowgirl does. So it may be challenging, but finding out or figuring out who the core energies of you are, it's huge. Huge. Give it a word. Right? My word for Psychic Cowgirl is audacious.
Okay.
I'm a little bit notorious. I'm sassy, but audacious, because I'm not traditional and I'm not, like everybody else necessarily. And so I just had to give myself a word so that I felt, it grounds me, because then I can be quirky and, it works for me.
Yes. 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 No, that's fun. That's great. Mine would be Moxie, which I've actually used it originally when I had my very first website that I started in 2006, and I started it when I lived in Paris, and it was called bemoxie.com, and that was my first take at being online and what to offer and what to say and who cares and who's reading and what do I want to put out there. And that evolved, but I like the Moxie, and that's also my Twitter handle, Moxie Molly M. Because I just like the fun of it. I think it's just a fun word. So, that would be one of my trademark words.
Nice. Nice. See, so people, if you want to give yourself a word, it helps. It helps you just kind of brings you back to your core energies and what you want to offer, or even personally. I know one of my friends put on Facebook yesterday that she doesn't do resolutions, which yay. And so she picks a word for the year. And so
that's pretty popular.
Word was create, and she was creating a life that she wanted. and this year's word, I think she chose thrive. So pick a word, and then when things get all crazy, think about your word and how you can make the energies of that word happen.
And keep that word nearby.
Yes. Make it all pretty, draw it, or do something like that if that appeals to you, or, you know, type it out in big, bold block letters and print it off your computer. Do something. And then just have that word where you can see it so that, you know, when the days are crazy or when you're feeling, you know, you want to be creative and you can tune into the energy of that word and make things happen. Words are powerful.
Yes, very powerful. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great tip. That's a great way to approach the year ahead. And also, don't feel pressure that you have to know your word on January 1st. Just allow it to come to you. It might be sometime in January or February that you get an understanding of what that is. I think we put so much pressure on January 1st that it can hold us back.
I don't have my word yet. I'm not sure. I'm going to just, when it pops in, it'll pop in. We'll see.
Perfect. Yes, I agree.
Okay. So, 2013. I know, when we think back to January, doesn't it just feel hazy? And wow.
It does. And it feels, I feel that with time and changes that it's like it feels as if it was a lifetime ago or a whole other experience, even though I live in the same house and I work in the same office and there's all these things that are the same. It's just the time is different and the, gosh, I have to squint my eyes when I think about it. I'm like, what was January 2013?
What was that?
It was just so long ago.
Doesn't it feel that way? So Molly and I talk about this sometimes, and I call it timeline jumping, and I believe you do too, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Some people call it quantum jumping. So I like timeline jumping because it's simple. And so what timeline jumping can be is you just shift yourself. This is how I see it. This is totally my opinion. You shift yourself into a different version of you. And now there's also parallel lives that can fit into this. So that is the philosophy that every time you make a choice, another version of you lives the other choice. Now, I don't know if it's all choices, if it's just some choices, because it's kind of a big, huge concept to wrap your head around. So just pick whatever feels right for you right now so you can explore. And so there's like timeline jumping and parallel life jumping also, and it kind of gets a little bit complicated and crazy, so we'll try to keep it the short version, because I was discussing this with some friends on Sunday, and they kind of look at me with huge eyes. And it's like, okay,
yeah,
we have to take
right.
this a little bit. So timeline jumping, it feels like we sort of move into a different version of ourselves. And I think it happens when we get layers of confidence. I think it happens when we get through challenges. How about you, Molly?
I've experienced this when I've completed karmic energies and relationships and I've made new choices.
Perfect.
So, for example, I remember back in 2008 when I was in this heavily karmic situation and things did not line up between me and some other people, and I worked through it and ended it and then found myself going on a new trajectory. And the dreams I had in 2008, because I changed timelines, left. They weren't relevant. I didn't have those dreams anymore. They were no longer my dreams. They were on another timeline. They were another option, another experience that I no longer resonated with. So I have found that as I clear experiences, choices, energies, relationships, all of that, and open up to the next possibility, that is when things really shift for me. So that's
right.
That's what my experience has been.
And it can happen kind of randomly. I have a funny story. So one Wednesday, I remember it clearly, which is weird. I wasn't feeling well that day, and so I was curled up in a blanket watching, you know, chick flick movies and my fireplace and everything. And I had gotten up and put the kettle on to make myself some tea. And I was back on my couch, snuggled up, and I couldn't remember doing it. I knew that I'd done it, but I couldn't remember actually standing up and walking into my kitchen. Anyway, so the funnier part is, I was like, okay, so I jumped a timeline there. I was talking to Molly about it, and she says, there's this little pause, and she's like, I just wrote a newsletter about that. And I knew I'd read it, but I couldn't remember that either. And I knew I did because I was like, oh, yeah. It was so funny.
Yes, and it's also confirming. It's like, okay, there was something going on there, and you were tapping into it. Yes, that is like, really funny.
I was feeling really awkward because Molly's like, well, Shannon, I'm like, oh, I feel really dumb now because I knew that I'd read it, but I couldn't remember, like, up to that point, sitting on the couch right there, I couldn't remember anything for, like, 3 days before that. Like, I knew what I did, but I couldn't remember doing it. So that was one of those shifting things. And I also know when it happens to me, I feel it in my, I call it in my sinuses. I don't know, like, where it is actually going on inside my brain, but I can feel it. I can feel things shifting. That's where I feel it. So I know if I'm feeling, like, sinus things going on, something is shifting energetically for me.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I will get sinus, let's call it activity so that we're not gross, but I'll get, like, sinus activity that feels like it comes out of nowhere, or I'm wondering if I'm getting a cold or if something's going on, but I actually feel that it's a clearing out of energies or something in my third eye chakra or somewhere else within me. But I find that the sinuses are quite active.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I'm sure it's related to something, and if we went and looked, like, for the science-y medical part of it, there'd be, like, the relationship, but I don't bother with that because, you know, it doesn't appeal to me. But, yes, so those people that get sinus things, think about what's going on in your world at the time, too.
Yes, stress, worries, anxieties, anything you're trying to leave behind or change or alter. I feel that people get their own answers, but then we look to somebody else to validate it, and it could be that you are the only one having that experience, and it's 100% valid. So that comes back to that self-trust, and you have to just give yourself the acknowledgement and the confirmation that this is what it's about, this is what it means, and that's because you're trusting your own answers and your own intuition around it.
Perfectly said. Yes. Because, you know, I'm really in tune with the energies and the energies of my own self. And so we all have ways that our energy will speak to us through our own experiences and our bodies. So just pay attention and figure out what yours are. It's invaluable.
And it feels like that's part of what is ahead in 2014 is the validation of our own self-definitions. To know that, you know, the traditional information has value, but it might not work on your timeline. It might not be a good fit for where you are. So you can look at it and say, oh, I used to connect with this information or this understanding, but now I found something new that I resonate with. And I think that's part of this continual evolution that we're going to be experiencing.
Yes. Because as you grow and change, you attract different types of things and different understandings. And sometimes it's hard to let go of the familiar and the older ones. It's not even older, but you know what I mean? Like the stuff that we've been comfortable with or we believed. But it's worth it. It's so worth it. Because once you start practicing that, letting go and moving on and finding stuff that fits you better, it becomes kind of second nature. And it just opens up all these possibilities that you would not have noticed before.
Absolutely. And that's exciting because we're in a place right now where it's really important to follow your own inspirations and your own possibilities and do something new. I feel that there's a lot of pioneering energy going on. Being a pioneer, being independent, being on your own, that is a theme I'm feeling for a lot of people, including ourselves and including many people who listen to this. It's like even if you work in an office 9 to 5 and you have a very structured life, your energy is pioneering just by listening to this type of a show and expanding your spiritual self.
Excellent. I love that you use the word pioneering. I can't tell you how many clients I have right now who are in this space where they are just, you know, kind of figuring out and there is no right answer. It's all a part of their evolution and their journey. And so they are pioneering who they want to be or who they're destined to be, if you want to even put it that way. But there's so many choices because, like we've talked about timeline jumping, there's always so many possibilities and timelines that you get to choose which one you want to experience.
We have so many choices right now. It's like more choices than ever, and it can be both inspiring and overwhelming at times.
Yes.
But I think that is where we're at. It's really honoring who you are, what your gifts are, what you're here to do. And that doesn't have to be some big grand thing. I talk with clients who really want to know, what am I here to do? And, you know, the answer isn't that you're meant to, isn't something complicated and big and public even. You could be working on your creative interests on your own timeline, and that is really what you're here to do. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be some complex formula.
Perfect. I get this saying, what am I here to do, is a very common question. Here's the thing. What you're here to do is more often than not in a big public way. What you're here to do is subtle and your own, and you will affect people in a big way, but you might not even be aware of that.
Yes.
Less flashy, right. More, I don't know what the word would be, more being who you are and being comfortable with that. Being at peace with your own self, that is huge. And your life.
And you mentioned in a previous radio show, Shannon, how this lifetime is about self-love for everyone, essentially. And so if that's where you want to start in figuring out 2014, start with the self-love component and make sure that that is a main theme throughout the year ahead.
Awesome, Molly. What a beautiful way to put that. You rock today. You can make that your core energy. Like, does that truly honor myself? And, you know, we're not talking about the narcissistic self because we already know who they are, right? And we tend to go the opposite and sacrifice our own happiness and well-being to benefit others. That is going to be one of the things that leads, right? That has to stop because it's not working out for most of us or all of us, right?
It's such an unconscious pattern for so many people that it's almost like if you're not doing that, you don't know what to do. But that, I think, that next step of looking into what you do next is also where the excitement starts and there's fun and there's possibilities. So ending those patterns are crucial, but it leads to even more potentials.
Yes. And again, I always talk about taking baby steps. It doesn't have to be a big grand splash. Just take some baby steps. And if you don't know if you do this or not, here's one of the things that I've noticed for many moms. So you make a meal. You give the choice best parts to everybody else in the family. Say you cook a chicken in all the pieces, and you have your favorite part, but you let everybody else choose first because you're the mom and you cooked it for everybody and you're doing it for them, and then you're left with the leftovers. I bet you every mom can relate to this story. That's just one of the ways to notice if you have a habit of doing this. I did, and now when we chicken from Sammy's, my favorite restaurant, I fight the kid. I say, no, nobody can have the chicken breasts. Those are mine. The end. Because there's only two. And so my family knows, no. To be fair to them, they don't really care. But I make it a big deal because I was noticing that that's what I did, right? So just take that experience, or if you do that, and see if you, how many places in your life it fits. In some places, it's okay to do that, right? You just have to have that juggling that you're not doing it all the time and then getting resentful. Because really, right. You're doing it to your own self. Make it a balance. Like, sometimes they can have the choice parts, and sometimes it's somebody else's turn.
And I think that is a great example, because that is such an everyday occurrence. It's just what you might do unconsciously, and it's mindless. But if you can just check in with yourself and say, wait a minute, is this something I'm doing in all areas of my life? Then you can really change the pattern in a bigger way and make sure that you're taking care of you.
Yes. And again, it doesn't have to be big and grand. It can be baby steps. It's just a journey of you, because every time we step more into ourselves and have that self-love and that, you know, empowerment, my favorite word, we can do more things. We can affect more people. And you don't even know you're doing it. That's the beautiful part, right? Because I'm in a public business now, I get to hear from people from all over the place how something I said or a radio show Molly and I did, how it affected their lives. And so for every person that tells you or mentions something, there's how many others that don't? You are affecting
absolutely
people, even if you don't know it.
Our energies work together in terms of how we give to each other and receive from each other. It's one way is if you are going about your day and then all of a sudden you start thinking about somebody that you hadn't thought of for a long time, or they just popped into your awareness, chances are they came into your awareness because they are thinking about you. And so that is an example of our energies that are always connected and working together, and we just have no way of always tracking it or being aware of it.
Right.
But we're also supporting each other in that way. And I feel that it can even be like a fueling of each other's energies when it comes from a good place with positive intentions. It's like, oh, you get excited about somebody or a project or an idea, and it's because there's energy circulating that also supports that same project or person or idea.
Nice. That is so true. And isn't that just delicious to think about?
Yes, it is. It's exciting and motivating and all kinds of good things.
Yes. I even have a little story. A few days ago, someone popped into my awareness, and I used to work with her many, many years ago. I'm not saying how many. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I tell everybody how old I am anyway. Anyways, it was when I was in my 20s, and I started thinking about her. And so I Googled. I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can find her. I did. I found her. I sent her a message on her business page because I didn't want to seem stalkery and creepy. And I said that, okay, I'm sorry if this is stalkery and creepy, but are you this person I used to work with this many years ago? She says, hi, Shannon. You're holy cow, is what she said to me. I was just telling my girls about you this last week. It's been over 20 years since we've seen each other.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? So you don't know.
It's wonderful.
Everything you do, you don't know who you're going to affect. And so that's why she popped into my awareness, and I was got the nudge to go find her, and I was able to because she was, you know, thinking about me too. So we're planning to have a catch-up phone chat in 2014. I know.
Awesome.
Tomorrow. But, yeah, isn't that crazy? So
yes.
Every time someone pops in and thinking about you, chances are you will start thinking about them, and it's a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yes, right.
Now, the opposite of that, of course, is as you step more into your power, you will, you know, find your energy shifting, changing, growing. And, you know, I talk about this so often. It's because it's so true. The friendships and the relationships change. And, you know, we have to work through that. 2013 was huge for that.
Huge, huge for that. It was such a big theme, and I believe that it will continue into 2014. Astrologically, it's because Venus is retrograde, and we're going to have Mars and Libra retrograde. There is a review of relationships and which ones really support you, really honor you, really love you, and that you choose to have in your life. That's the other thing, is that we can get stuck into these expectations and attachments and patterns of partnerships, friendships, associates, colleagues, all of these various relationships.
Family.
Not even stopping to question it. Family, yeah, family is huge.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even question it. Do I really want this relationship? Do I really want this connection? Do I have time and energy for it?
Mm-hmm.
I used to, you might say to yourself, 2 years ago I did, but now I don't. Or it could be, oh, you know, maybe this friendship peaked 7 years ago and I didn't even realize it. There's just so many things coming up right now, and I feel that we have to be so loving to ourselves about these realizations and willing to see it from the grand perspective, that when you let it go or change it or shift it and you do it from a place of love, you are honoring the other person too, and that's important to remember. It's important to know that it can be beneficial on both sides.
Yes, yes. It's not a one-way thing. And, you know, we do at times feel betrayed and all those, you know, heavier emotions. But it is for a bigger purpose and reasons. And, you know, we just need to grow and continue self-love and figure out who we are, who we want to be sometimes, right? And wait for those opportunities and possibilities. Because when relationships end or change and we don't give so much energy and attention to them, it makes space for other things. And sometimes that is simply the point.
Absolutely. And that means we're also ready for those next connections, those next friendships, the next person or opportunity that fits where you are now. So it's quite dynamic right now, and all the changes that are happening are both, it's like surprising and inspiring and maybe catches us off guard, but I feel that it just is helping us honor our own energy even more.
Absolutely, because again, that was one of the main things for 2013, figuring out who we are and how we fit into this world or who we want to be, right?
The choice of who we want to be, how we want to live our lives, what we want in our lives. There's just a lot more choice right now as we break out of the unconscious programming and behaviors and things that we've done for years. Now we have the chance to really choose, and that comes with new responsibility. That comes with new things to consider, but it also comes with even greater potentials and manifestations.
Yes, and how exciting is that?
It is the best. It is what makes it all worthwhile and motivating. I think it's one of the most exciting things about being alive right now is all of the choices and things we can manifest and create with our energy.
So true. Things that we wouldn't even have dreamt as a possibility now are showing up. It's amazing. Simply amazing. So I'm going to peruse my little list that I made. Okay, let's be a little bit sassy. Is there anything that's trendy or popular that you wish would go away for 2014?
Yeah, fake spiritual people, meaning they're not
awesome.
In it. They're not in it. They don't even have a lot of information or wisdom or consciousness or they're just taking others and repurposing it, or they're doing it for selfish reasons. It's ego-driven. I find more and more of these. It's people who speak the language, So therefore, it sounds like they know what they're saying or doing, and I'm over it. I'm over it.
Nice. I'm on board with that. It's time for them to just figure something else out. Or actually, it's time for us to decide if they're real, if they actually fit us, or if we're just kind of following a crowd, or, oh, they seem popular, they have all these likes on Facebook, they must have something of value. It's time for us to take a step back and say, but do they really have anything of value to me right now? Or am I just feeling like I need to be part of it because everybody else must be smarter than I am?
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is that this goes back to timelines, Shannon, where not everyone is on the same timeline, and that was the case, I would say, back in the 90s even, is that we were all pretty much on a similar timeline. And now, as we move through the first decade of the 2000s and into the second decade, there are multiple timelines, and I realize I was a little harsh in my statement of saying I'm over it, but I guess what I'm saying is that it no longer connects with me, yet I understand and realize that these people do connect with a lot of other people who are on the same timeline, who are moving at a similar pace and a similar speed, and so therefore they are popular because they're connecting with a population that is at that same place.
Right.
But when you change timelines and change your own energy, you see things differently. You see it in a new way. And I guess I feel more impatience with that. And so that's what I'm learning, is to have patience around that.
Yes.
And to also release my own expectations, because there are people that I used to look up to, and it's almost like peeking in, and you're like, oh, wait, that's not what I thought was going to be behind the curtain in terms of what you really know, or your wisdom, or your training.
Right.
So that type of realization is also, it's like, oh, there's no Santa Claus. It's like, oh, it's not real. And I thought
it
was real.
Wait a minute, what? What do you mean there's no Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. We weren't supposed to talk about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now I just got derailed. Also, when you were saying all that, I was thinking it also is an indication that it's time for you to be that pioneer energy, right? So if you're no longer interested in following the crowd, maybe it's because you need to be a way shower your own self.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really important for people to know in office settings and such too, because there are ways that people are ready to step up and do something a little different that nobody else is doing, and that is needed. It's really needed right now.
I agree. And again, baby steps, right? Baby steps. Mine that I want to go away, which has irritated me for years, and I'm hoping it does go away in 2014. It kind of fits in with what Molly said, too. You know those offers that you get that are long, long,
yes,
long? They have highlighted yellow parts. They yell at you. They spend, you know, lines and lines and lines and lines of space telling you why you need to get their offer until you scroll to the very end to find out the price. I like skip through everything and go to the end to find out the price, and then I'll backtrack to see if I feel like I'm getting value. But honestly, when they're that long and have the highlighted and the, I check out. It's like, people, if you cannot say what you're going to offer me in a few sentences and be succinct, be exact, you're just wasting my time, and it irritates
me.
Yeah. I know. I took a marketing class where they tried to teach us how to do those offers. I had to drop out and get my money back because I just couldn't do it. And I realize I'm probably not like everybody, because apparently these offers work. I don't know if they do or not. They don't work on me. They just irritate me. Like, seriously? Why do you
They're
have
so
to...
They're so formulaic.
That's it. because it's not, it doesn't, it feels like, yeah, a formula. Let's just plug in this information in these certain spots and put in these graphics and yell at people this way. And, yeah, they'll think that they're getting so much information that they're going to buy my offer. Well, it's not the quantity of information. It's the quality. And if it takes you that long and that many sentences to tell me what I'm getting, do I really need to learn from you? Just saying.
They're trying to put a lot in email because email marketing is so popular, and it's one of the ways that people, you can communicate directly with an individual. One of my expertise is email marketing, and I did it for years and worked with some really big companies and know all the tricks and techniques and all these things that are important. And it's changing so much right now where you're trying to grab people's attention. You're trying to get them to take a certain action. And I think that people are just stuffing stuff into emails and onto these landing pages because they know that your time is valuable and they only have you for a few seconds. And I think that there needs to be a new way of honoring people's time, of being effective, of being authentic, and that's what they're trying to figure out. Some are doing it successfully and some are not. And what you've described, Shannon, I think is that old way of doing it, that old way where it just it's no longer effective because people are now immune to it and don't want to bother.
There you go. Yes, because it's irritating, not engaging. Yeah, I'm hoping that goes away. That's my, I want to go away. Yeah. So that when I get, you know, things that I want to read, they're short, they're to the point, because I don't have a lot of time. I'm busy. I also wish spamming email would stop, but, you know, I realize that's probably not going to happen. So, I'm going to ask, the chat room is really busy. If you guys aren't in the chat room, you should go in and read. There's some really good information in there going on. So, if I ask you, Molly, so if you could have given your 2012 December 31 self any advice, what would it be?
To keep stretching myself. And I like that word stretching because I think that we are expanding and stretching into more of ourselves and to just do that little by little, to trust when it feels right. That is what I would tell myself exactly a year ago today, is just to keep stretching, to go for it, whatever it might be, and also to keep trusting myself, to go in, you know, to always go in first for your information. And that has served me the best in this past year. That is a really good question, Shannon. So mine would be keep stretching. What would yours be?
So from my perspective right now, what I would have said to my December 31st, 2012 self is, no matter how crazy and hairy it all gets, there is a purpose. Just keep going.
Yes, a very good reminder, to ourselves that we need to know that. And when we're in it, we never know it, but we just have to keep going through it, and then you get the information and the insights around the purpose or the lesson or the why or all those things that we really need to just piece.
Mm-hmm. And to just, that's all I would have said. Just, you know, just keep going and enjoy the highs, ride out the lows, and just keep going. Because I can't say 2013 was a horrible year. I liked 2013. It had lots of juicy things. It did have some pretty heartbreaking things also. But all in all, I mean, that's just how life is. And my goal is to make peace with everything that happens. It might take me a while, but that's what I work on, just to find a way to make peace with it. Because I can't change it, but I can change how I feel about it.
Absolutely. And for me, 2013 was one of my best years in a really long time. I had a lot of great things happen almost in every area of life. At the same time, there were hard things, which is just part of any year. But I felt like it was a great new boost, and that 2014 is going to bring new ways to grow and experience my own energy. I would love to know or feel into I would love to know what we'll be saying at the end of 2014 because I think there's going to be some grand shifts, some really huge shifts.
It definitely feels like that. I know. I'm thinking that too. I wonder what we'll say to our 2013 December 31 selves. So because we said that, everybody's going to be able to take a snapshot of today, right now, so that when it comes to December 31st, 2013, we're going to remember this, and then we're going to
Absolutely.
Think about what we said, and then we're going to think about like what all has happened in the last year. Because reviewing and understanding is really helpful for moving forward.
Yes, and to make sure we're not repeating.
Yes.
And that we're learning what we've experienced. Yes, yes.
And so when Molly came on last time, no, it would have been the time before, and talked about, you know, the energies of this month, she did warn us that this last week was going to be kind of tumultuous and lots of things were going to be triggered. And I know that's how my week's going. It's a little crazy. There's been some craziness going on that I'm having to work through. And in Alberta, here where I am, it's been a snow globe for weeks. It's still snowing. I have to go shovel myself out today. So if your week is being a little bit tumultuous like mine, know that we just have to ride this through. Right, Molly?
It is a big time. It is a big time, yes. And Shannon, you and I did a show about January just a few weeks ago, and we talked about the energies of January. So if people listening want to get an idea of the astrology for January 2014, that might help because tomorrow, January 1st, is a very powerful new moon that is going to set the energy for the year. It's really that big. So if you can find some time on January 1st to set your intentions, to just get clear about some things you want to manifest, it will help guide and navigate you through the year as it begins.
Yes, I'm definitely feeling that. And I'm feeling that today, if there's anything you want to clear out or any patterns you want to explode for yourself, write those down and burn them or rip them up today. And then tomorrow do your manifesting. But today feels like you can do some releasing.
Yes, definitely. I think that's one of the gifts of the last day of the year, is that it's really releasing, letting go. I feel like when we go to sleep at midnight in your time zone and the fireworks go off, I always visualize it as, you know, those are bursts of things completing and letting go, and those fireworks are just zaps of energies that are done. And the new year begins, you know, with a freshness
yes.
in the air, literally. So that's the visual I always think of when I see the fireworks. It's what in your life are you ready to explode?
Some patterns. I know the last couple days, some of my patterns and triggers have showed up, and I'm like, okay, I want to explode those. I don't want to do that anymore. So that's what I'm going to do today.
Yes, that's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, I think that we're entering a whole new dynamic year. It's going to be rather exciting, and it's going to bring its new lessons and its new ways to grow. But it feels like we're ready. You know, we are ready for what happens next. We're absolutely ready.
We are ready. We are. As someone said in the chat room, walking back from this strange, I was reading the wrong one. It's like stepping onto the stage, and we've been rehearsing, and now we're ready.
Lovely. And hello to everyone in the chat room. I'm not in there right now, but thank you for being here, and thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you, everybody. And happy last day of 2013.
Woohoo! That's right. And we look forward to all of you coming back and listening to the show next week, Shannon's show. Oh, and I almost forgot. Tomorrow on my radio show, I'm doing the astrological highlights of 2014.
Score.
So check that out. That'll be on January 1st. And my radio is Conscious, Cool, Chic Radio here on Blog Talk. So,
perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to do some highlights of the year, some big energy changes.
Nice. And if you can't listen live to Molly's show tomorrow because it's the first of the year and you're busy with family or stuff, she's on iTunes and you can listen to the archives, so you don't want to miss it.
You do not want to miss it.
Exactly.
You want to listen.
You do want to listen.
Yes.
So I know we're a little bit over time, but I was just telling people the other day about when Molly comes on and she talks about the astrological things and on her show and on my show. And even though I sometimes don't get to write everything down, it's all there subconsciously, and it helps when things are crazy. Because, of course, when things are going awesome,
yeah,
we don't notice. We
yeah
just go with it.
Right.
But we always want answers when things are crazy. But you just, you put those seeds in so that we can just have this understanding subconsciously, and I thank you very much for that.
Oh, yes, yes. I love astrology because of that, and that's one of the reasons why I love sharing this information. And as always, thank you for having me on your show so that it can be shared with more people, because it just helps us navigate what we're going through and to know that it's part of the cycles, part of the energies. It's just part of what our life experience is right now, and it's fun for me to be an astrologer, and I get to share this. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on. So, everybody, have a great rest of the day, and happy 2014. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.